It's 6:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. One person is dead and three others injured after a shooting at a gathering celebrating the detention of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. CPR's Molly Cruz reports another victim is still in critical condition.
On Saturday evening, Denver police responded to reports of gunfire outside of a strip mall in southwest Denver. There, a group of people were gathered to celebrate the capture of Maduro. Maduro was captured and flown out of Venezuela on Saturday morning by U.S. military forces after they carried out a large-scale strike. On Tuesday, police identified the 16-year-old who died at the scene as William Rodriguez Salas. The other victims range in age from 26 to 33. One victim is not expected to survive his injuries. The two others are still in hospital. Police are still looking for the suspect. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
The federal government is threatening to take over wolf management in Colorado. As CPR Sam Brash reports, that could put an end to the state's efforts to restore the species.
The director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service sent a letter to state wildlife managers on December 18th. It claims Colorado hasn't fully complied with its own wolf management plan, mostly because it reintroduced wolves captured in Canada. It demands the state fully detail its wolf work by mid-January, and if it doesn't, the Trump administration will begin a process to cancel the agreement giving Colorado authority over the species. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The Trump administration hit a major legal obstacle as it tries to get patient and provider documents related to gender-affirming care. A federal magistrate judge Monday recommended squashing the government subpoena of Children's Hospital Colorado. The magistrate wrote, "The government was conducting a dragnet and targeting hospitals that provide lawful care that the administration deems barbaric." Still, Children's and Denver Health both paused the care in Colorado following threats from the government over funding. A district judge must still rule. This is KRCC and CPR.